It's a very interesting pasuk in this week's parasha. The shaila is the lechayer. If we would be discussing the concept of giving tshuma to the mishkan, so we would say v'yitnu tshuma, that Klai Yisrael should give tshuma. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says Klai Yisrael gives a nedava, and you should take v'yikchuli tshuma. Tell Klai Yisrael to take tshuma. May eis kalish asher yidvenu libay. Everyone should take tshuma. Klai Yisrael should take tshuma from the people that are neidiv, from people that are misnadiv, from people that give donations. Klai Yisrael should take tshuma from them. It's a backwards way of saying it. You should say, speak to Klai Yisrael. Everybody should give tshuma to the Mishkan. But the Torah doesn't say that, and there's a very important reason why the Torah doesn't say that. There's another. So basically, what's the Torah saying? The Torah is saying there are people that are donors. They are donating. And from the people that are donors, we should take the tshuma. First, you have a donor. And now that we have a donor, Klai Yisrael said, the Ibn Hisham saying, Klai Yisrael take the tshuma. V'oid, you see that the things that we donated were given to the Mishkan. That means they didn't donate money and they used the money to buy things to the Mishkan. No, they donated the Zav, the Chesed, they donated all the individual things that everybody donated. That's exactly what they used for the Mishkan. Number two, you see. Another interesting thing, we learned yesterday the concept of Machzor Shekel. What was Machzor Shekel used for? It was used for the Mishkan, but it was used for the bottom of the Adonim. It was used for the Yesod in the Mishkan. The Arin and the other Kalim were not built, were not made from things that you were mechuyev to give. Machzor Shekel, everybody was mechuyev to give a chatzi shekel. But the Mishkan was built from Nedava. The Mishkan was not built from things that people were mechuyev to give. And the pshat is because in order to build a Mokem Ashras Hashchina, it has to come from the person himself. You can't be mechuyev. Avada, the Adonim, which is the Yesod. The yisayid of every part of it, the Hashem always has to be the chiyuv. The fact that you fill the achrayis, the fact that you fill the oil. So that's why the adonim were built from the machzor shekel, which was a chiyuv. Every person had to give a machzor shekel. But everything else in the Beis Hamikdash, you want to build a makom ashras hashchina, you have to build a place that's built from nedava. So first you have to have the neidvim that are all giving. And then once you have a menadiv, a misnadiv, a person that wants to give, those are the people that you go take from. Take from them the zav and forget. Take the things that they're neidiv, because that's the chashivas. So if they just give $100, the same thing, use the $100. But if they give you gold, silver, that gold and silver which came from a nedava, that is what you build a Malkam Ashras Hashchina. Rabbi said, when we give a nedava to the Rebbeinu Shalom, what we're not mechuyiv to do. Last night we had an asifa for a Moir Dekekailel, and people get paid for it. It's a Moir Dekezach, but you're getting paid. No one here is getting paid. People don't get paid. You come because you're misnadiv. You want to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. You want to be misnadiv and serve Hashem. That's what builds a binyan of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have to have a yisoid. You have to have a yisoid from an oil. But you have to have a concept of nedav, a person stepping out of bounds and giving a donation. I was talking yesterday, 2 days ago, someone called me for a donation for a certain mice, and I said, you know, there's a lot of overhead. I want to give it straight to the ani. So he said over the famous mice of Chaim Volozhiner, when a person is misnadiv and a person gives with the proper kavanis, then his money goes to the proper place. And that's the point. When a person is misnadiv and he gives with either money, in this instance, a person is misnadiv to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom by coming to learn, that's it. It's not this, and that builds a Malkam Ashras Hashchina. We should talk to be Zoyche to donate from our time, from our energy, from our money to the Rebbeinu Shalom to be a Misnadiv, and then we'll be Zoyche to have Batim that are Mishkan Ma'atz, that are Malkam Ashras Hashchina, and we'll be Zoyche to Bracha and Atzlocha and all our Inyanim. Amen.